Guido Sarducci tiptoes on stage.
No way.
And he grabs the microphone and he says, I order Domino's pizza for everybody. Who will feed everybody? And
right.
Then nobody in the crowd said anything but me. I will. And then he says, all right, I'll be here in 10 minutes. And then it showed up in 10 minutes. And he handed it backstage. And when the curtain opened backstage, when the pizza, Domino's pizza got delivered there free, and, you know, like in the 10 minutes, the curtains opened up. And backstage, there's a million little Bambinos, right?
Yeah.
Like that. And then Joe Walt said, this is an encore for Bill Graham. And he sang the song, Rocky Mountain Way. He spent the last year Rocky Mountain Way. You know that song?
Yeah, yeah.
So then that was so awesome and great. Then I went over the next day to a Jackson Brown concert over here at Zillabock. And then as soon as I got there, I went over to the Will Call line to see if possible. Of course, my good buddy Jackson Brown, you know, and his new fiance, you know, were hanging on the avenue there at 7 in the morning. You know, Jackson Brown's tradition, he shakes your hand really hard, really long. You know, that's Jackson. He shakes my hand really hard, really long. At his, you know, when he stopped there at the red light there, you know, at 7 in the morning with his fiance. All right, I got a new fiance. All right, that was quick. All right. His wife just committed suicide. Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I went over to the, so they says, my name's not on the will call line, and they says, my wife's name's not on the will call line, you know, for free tickets. Because I didn't have a denarii, you know, or a dollar and dimes, but the ocean line, it still takes it so far away, as you know. So then I went over to the other side of the window where you have to pay to get in tickets to get in. And I says, Mrs., you'll get me a free miracle ticket? And she says, nah. So I said, all right. So then I went in the middle. So I'm standing in the middle, and I'm thinking, I'm looking for two miracle tickets, and I look at this guy over here, and he flashes two miracle tickets in his hand without saying a word. So I thought, should I go over? And I better go over. So I went over to him, and I said, hey, mister, I was looking for the two miracle tickets, and you happen to know that you got them, you know? He says, yeah, but you can have them, but you got to give one away. You can't go in a concert with two tickets. I said, of course, all right. So he gave them to me, right? So then I whistled for my wife, you know? Course, she was around somewhere, was hopeful, you know, if she hit him a whistle, she'll get the clue, you know, and make it a pedal in her middle, you know, and get over there, you know. So I whistled and she didn't show up. So I crossed through the courtyard and I went into the bar and I went over to the, and I offered it to the bartender, you know, as a tip. I offered it to the bartender.
All right.
And then he said he was working that night and he can't go in the show that night, so to give it to someone else. So I ran across the way. And when I got there by the pay to get in the window section, a young man and a young lady show up and they hand me a whole fat slice pizza. And they said they have to get in the show right now and that I would be responsible with this whole fat slice pizza. So I'm thinking, I got to get in the show too and I got to give a miracle ticket away and now I got to get a pizza. All right. So she gave it to me and he gave it to me and they went into the show. And then I thought really quick what to do with it. So I ran down the steps. I give it to the backstage people. So I ran down the side of the place and I walked in the backstage door and I yelled, here's a free pizza. And there was evidently a crowd that I couldn't see and they all yelled at the same time, thanks Paul, all right, welcome Paul, all right. And then I yelled, all right, I get in the show, I'm going to the show now, all right. So I ran out the stage door and then up the steps. And just before I was going to walk in the front door, there was one person there looking for a miracle ticket. With a good Ma Python brother from around here, Monk, his name is, you know. So I give him the free ticket, you know. And we had a roof, queue on the floor seats in the middle of the stage. And then Jackson Brown says, I wonder. And then he paused. And then he said, about our greatest country, who gives to all the good things in life and the good countries in life. And what do we get back for that? So then when he said that, I got off my seat and I ran down the aisle and I threw my Great Pledge shirt on stage for him. And then the usher said, that was so great, I could sit in the front row for the rest of the show in the empty seat there for the rest of the show if I liked for that. And I said, okay. And I took in the rest of the show from the front row then, you know.